Come on, you were fucking laughing at me before, you fucking piece of shit. Come on, you fucking piece of shit, huh? Now tell me, who the fucking West guy now, huh? Hello, with no fucking friends, before with the fucking friends. Come on, give me a fight. Are you alone, huh? I told you. Once I'm gonna see you fucking alone, I'm gonna fucking see you, man. Come on.
Look, man, I'm sure we can.
Come on, give me your fucking best shot.
I wanna hit you.
Give me your fucking best shot. Come on, fuck.
I wanna hit you, man.
I want a fucking shot on the head. Come on, fuck
you.
You fucking scared?
I know, man.
You don't wanna fight, now, you fucking piece of shit. Talk about what, you fucking coyote. You wanna talk about what? Come on, give me a fucking shot before you were like, come and fight. I didn't wanna fuck
you. You wanna go one on one with me?
Yeah, one on one. You fucking piece of shit. Come on, yeah. Give me a fucking shot. Alright, come on, start, fuck.
Awesome, man. I've seen this, like, exactly like that. Outside the bars, man, it looked like this. And you know what? It's very intimidating because the fucking guy slapping himself. There's a very strong message when he does that. And the most important thing when you're faced, right, with your attacker is positioning. If you noticed, my hands were always up. His hands were moving from here to here. My hands, pick up your hands, do the same. My hands were always here. If his hand moved and he pointed, I was always here. I don't want to keep my hands down. I want to move. If his hand would have came down, my hands would have went a little bit lower. Maybe he's got a knife. Also, if you look at it, I want to make sure that as he's moving, I'm using my footwork at no point. If he moves this way, move this way, I'm turning here, right? Why? If he moves here, the last thing I want to do, right, is stay here or give him any momentum to like give him any type of chest to back. So the key is just stay right here. Don't move. The thing is, I don't want my shoulder at any point to cross the center line, right? Because then I'm exposed to my back. My shoulder wants to stay around as much as possible, like forward is. So if he moves here very fast, like he comes here, I gotta turn right away. My hand's gotta come up. If he goes the other way, I gotta turn. So at all points, I'm actually, come back, Marco. At every point he moves, I'm right here, no matter where he goes. And all I'm doing is I'm pivoting and I'm sliding from one spot to another, pivoting on the foot because I don't wanna give him any my back. I don't want to give him any angles. I want to be ready to strike and go preemptive at any point. When he was telling me, hit me right there, I probably would have been like, no, you know. And then when he's not expecting, then I would have hit him, right? Because he's actually expecting the shot. What hurts the most is the shot that you don't see coming. But again, my hands came up at the whole time, and every time he moved, I didn't stay static. I moved wherever he moved. He came in, I moved back, he moved forward. It's almost like a dance because I want to be able to set up my strike from a good position so I can finish the fight as quickly as possible.
Awesome, Marco.